Some years ago now, about the time that Cyclone Monica was coming to Darwin, I looked at a few bits and pieces that I had collected, and I thought, there is no way that these are going to be secure or safe. So as the result of that, decided to, in a sense, house some of the collectibles that I've got in what is a cyclone shelter, basically. So we've got reinforced concrete, the whole bit. It is a self-contained cyclone shelter. It has a 15 kVA generator that runs everything in the shelter itself. It's a flat roof and reinforced walls, and has its own toilet, own showers, all the rest of it, so that it's totally self-contained in the event of a cyclone, but at the same time it subserves the function of minding my toys.
Now, what are these toys?
Well, Miranda, the toys are interesting, and I hope you won't be disappointed, but come in and have a peep and give your own reaction.
Oh, wow. I'm standing in a room that is completely surrounded in military memorabilia. There are mannequins with uniforms on, there are flags, portraits, old badges.
Yeah, look, it's over a period of time, and it's an indulgence of my own. Other people had come in and sort of say, you know, it's junk. But it is important to me, and when I have any members of the military or police or fire and emergency folk come down here, they all revel in it, particularly the blokes. But yes, it's been acquired over a period of time, and as I said, it's of value only to myself, really. Represents history more than anything else and interests. My second degree was military history, and I have always had an interest in that. Part of it is family. I mean, those pictures up on the wall over there are from the First World War, and they were out of the grandmother's home when my aunt passed away. The uniforms that you see just over there are the United States Marine, 1945 till now. But as you see, there's also the flag there from the Battle School, the Australian Battle School, and Kapooka's flag there as well, from the training facility down at Kapooka. Then up on this wall, you can see Australia's tri-service flag, different pieces of memorabilia, but that's really only one small snapshot.
What's your favourite piece of this collection?
Look, it is all, to me, very, very precious. I guess some of the things when I was growing up and looking at things like the guards uniform. That's an Irish guards uniform there with the bearskin cap, and that one there is a Coldstream Guard uniform. Just behind that is a British 19th century officer's uniform from India. In terms of favourites, they're all pretty well a favourite. People have brought things and given them to me to mind and share with others. And this is John McRoberts, Commissioner McRoberts's khaki uniform. And Commissioner Roberts is a very good friend of mine. The uniform immediately behind that is actually Androy Senegar's uniform. Well, he was a lieutenant colonel in charge of the Marines when they were the first Marine Fox Company deployed to Darwin last year. And when Androy came over with a number of his colleagues, he said, oh, look, you've got to have one of my uniforms in here. It is something that you touch history, and whether it be World War II German history or Australian World War I, World War II memorabilia, you touch it and you feel it and you think back to where that has been and who has been a part of it.
It's interesting to see the kind of emotional reaction some of this memorabilia prompts, and I feel quite uneasy looking at some of the Third Reich memorabilia. What impact does it have on you?
Oh, yes, you must never... You must never celebrate what actually happened and the terrible things. And I mean, war is, as they say, war is an extension of politics by other means, but you must never celebrate it. But Winston Churchill once said that you must never forget the lessons of history. It always disappoints me that humans don't. as a group of people learn from the history.
I'm with Linnetarius in his cyclone shelter, better known as the toy shed, I think. Where do you collect all of this stuff
from? Look, I've got people around the world. It's over a number of years, and there are people, the bane of my existence is getting a telephone call and saying, I've got something you might be interested in here, because, you know, I constantly say to myself, there's just too much, or there's no more, and this will be it, because it is an indulgence, but it's a nice indulgence, and I share it with my mates and friends, and they come across and they like to ponder and spend a little bit of time.
Do you surprise people with your collection? By day, you're the head of the National Critical Care and Trauma Response Centre. By night, you're sipping cocktails in this fantastic den of memorabilia.
Yes, I do, I guess. But no more than a couple of my colleagues of mine who are well-known nationally who are Phantom fans. And at least one of those who will remain nameless actually has the Phantom-like suit, which I believe he dons. So I don't ever don any of these.
If you were to spend a very enjoyable afternoon down here, what would you do?
Look, my very enjoyable afternoons are usually dusting. And then after I've dusted, I'll sometimes get on the exercise bike and watch or re-watch for about the 14th time something like the movie Zulu or Gettysburg or something like that, and then just reflect on my friends down here who I talk to, and none of them answer back, and that's always a wonderful thing.